When you think about things that you've done in your past and how significant or insignificant they may be to you, then you kind of weigh it based on what type of effect did it have on you. Well, that to me, back then was very insignificant. I mean, some people are like, well, I wasn't raised like that. Well, not that I was raised like that. I mean, I was just growing up, learning how to live, learning how to make what choices to make. They say, well, he should have told us about it. I'm like, well, if I had a thought about it, I would have told you, but I just really didn't think about it. It was just that insignificant to me. I didn't, it's something that comes up in your mind, during the interview process, then I might have said something, but it never even crossed my mind. Like, it wasn't something that I was trying to withhold or keep from anybody. It just was not a big deal. And clearly, it isn't.
It wasn't a big deal to you, but it is something that's out there in the public record, and if you're an elected official, people are going to look at that.
That's right.
So you still don't think that that was important?
No, I don't. It's out there. People know. I'm not ashamed of it. I regret that I made decisions that would put me in that position. Of course, I would much rather it not, not be on my record or whatever. But I mean, hey, that's my life. I lived it and I own up to what I did. And, I'm just moving on. That's not going to hinder me.
There are other issues besides just the marijuana charge. A former girlfriend filed a harassment report alleging you bruised her and sent threatening text messages. Now, you've said the allegations were false and that you knew nothing of the report until last week. There have also been questions over a resume that was in your name with the city council, which lists a degree you don't have. You've also said that that's not yours.
Yeah. And I said that in the first article that I had. They were saying, well, who are you? Where you come from? I was like, well, I did this. I left college my junior year, blah, 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 blah. So it was just kind of. I mean, that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Getting caught smoking pot with my friends was one thing, but the other allegations that you just mentioned are not, those things aren't true. And so I didn't address them in the media then, and I'm not going to really address them now other than to say those things aren't true. I mean, I'm not going to hold a press conference and have a long conversation about it because I think, like I said in the paper, those are what I call devil's rabbits. I'm not going to get caught chasing devil's rabbits because there are issues, there a whole lot more important issues to address and to deal with than this, what we're having, like this.
But how do you account for a second resume being in your name?
I don't know how to account for that. It's obviously people out there that are either trying to discredit me or, just don't want me there, but I'm not going anywhere.
So who's trying to discredit you? Who are those out there?
Who knows? I don't know. But whoever it is, I'm just praying for them every day.
But you believe there's someone out there that's.
Clearly there is. I mean, that's not, that is, yeah, clearly. But it's all right. I think that maybe, people just didn't want me there for whatever. Maybe I'm too young or maybe I look too good or something. I don't know. But, whatever the case may be, there are some people out there that just don't want me in the seat. And I know that you're not going to make everybody happy. But what I do know also is that my work will speak for itself. And that is what I'm here to do as a job and not continue to focus on all of this negativity. Because, for us to even spend any time talking about this instead of talking about what people really want to know, which is who are you, where you come from, and what do you plan on doing? Because you're obviously somebody completely different than everyone else that we've seen in positions like that. Those are things that I think people would like to know.
Now, this appointment is for just 1 year, and to keep the seat you have right now, you'll have to run in the fall. Do
In the fall.
you plan to run?
What do you think?
I'm asking you the question.
Absolutely.
Now, do you think that'll be a difficult task?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, like I said, my works are going to speak for themselves. I look forward to it. I love people. I love getting to know people. My dad is a pastor. People say when I was younger, do you want to be a preacher like your daddy? No way. I don't want to be a preacher. But I was called to serve people just like he was. My calling was not to serve people at the pulpit. It was to serve people in politics. And so I believe that, this is where God wants me to be. I'm not going anywhere. I'm running in the fall. I'm going to get reelected, and I'm going to do more things to help move the city forward.